in your thinking.
You get frozen. When you think you found the best way to do something, that's it, you freeze. Because there's always, as many people as in here, there are that many best ways to do something. Because everybody has a creative way. Who's to determine the best way? That's why you got to stay creative. The word is the highest frequency. In the microwave demonstration, we took the ice. Now, H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, is in the air right now. It's in a form we can't see. But the ice and the water were the same thing, hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, but in a different form. In other words, the one that we don't see is vibrating on a certain frequency. The ice is vibrating on the slowest frequency. Remember, when you get to a certain, you get to light line, or when you freeze something, it stops. Remember in our school of stature, we studied how God framed the universe? Some of y'all remember that? And he framed it like a house, but it was ice. So when the devil rebelled, God just allowed that ice to melt. That's why everything in the universe flooded. But the ice, see, the ice was there to separate creation and time from eternity, where there is no time. It's all in the book of Job. Job tells you about it. But it was ice. And Job talks about it, or it's talked about in the book of Job. So ice is one form. Tell somebody, don't be the frozen chosen. Tell somebody, get that ice off your wings. Cold. One thing to be cool. Ice is H2O on a certain frequency. But the microwave, you take it and you put it in the microwave. And I think we did it, put it in the microwave for like three minutes. I don't know, something like that. And we turned it on. The vibrations and the frequencies in the microwave are high. So it took the ice from this form, this substance, and it caused the atoms in the ice to start vibrating at a higher level. And as it did, it started to change form. And I remember when we pulled it out the first time, it wasn't hot. It was melted. But we put it back in there and turned it up again. And it went from being just water, it went from being H2O in the atmosphere to being ice to being water. When we turned it up and pulled it out, it was boiling. It was on the highest frequency. See, the word of God is the highest frequency when you speak it into something. He touched his mouth. He put his word in his mouth. Why? Because he was going to change nations. He's going to root out stuff. He's going to pull down stuff. He's going to establish kingdom. Why? The word is the highest frequency. When you speak it in faith, it causes stuff to take on substance. That's what Jesus did. That's why he told us, what I do, you'll do. He spoke to trees. He spoke to dead bodies. He spoke to all kind of inanimate objects, storms. But as he did, they all obeyed him. Tell somebody, your expectation, your belief is of primary importance. Come on, come on. I'm messing with your mind. What do you expect? Really, what are you expecting? Are you expecting anything? Well, whatever God... No, I didn't ask you that. I said, what are you expecting? Have you seen it? Jeremiah, what do you see? Joshua, see. Question again. What are you expecting?
What is it that you expect? What is it that you believe? Help us, Holy Spirit. I think last Wednesday we did a message titled Nothing Wavering. It's the wavering. Yeah, I was talking to someone in the grocery store this afternoon, and she said she'd come here before, and I got in conversation. I said, "Well, were you in church now?" She said, "Nowhere." I said, "What? Nowhere? You got to be in church somewhere." So I gave her the phone number, to the office, and I said, "Yeah, we have a bus that they'll come pick you up if you not too far out." And so, in the course of the conversation, she said something to the effect that she hadn't decided. I said, "Yes, you have." She said, "No." I said, "Not to decide means you already decided." She said, "Oh, that does make sense." I said, "See, when you waver like that, you've already decided." See, so wavering, that's why the Lord said, "He that wavers." When you're wavering, when you're up and down and you don't know, one day it looks good, so you're, yeah. And the next day it looks tough, and so it's like, "Oh, Lord, is that God's will? Is it not?" Is you is or is you ain't? I'm going to tell somebody, lock and cock. I'm telling you, that's the faith that causes substance, tangible stuff. Now you may not know where it came from, but it came. You don't know how it got there. You don't know exactly what happened, but it came. It happened. Faith. Ask somebody, look at them real hard and say, "What are you expecting? What are you believing?" See, look here. I'll put this in the spiritual term. What you are expecting or what you are believing is what you are observing. It's what you are observing. Remember, faith observes that which is not. If you're observing failure and sickness and defeat, disaster, poverty, tell somebody that's exactly what will manifest. What we have to understand in this realm of possibility, there are infinite possibilities for our life. Not limited to what somebody told you. Not limited to your education. Not limited to where you live or any of that stuff. That game is over. That we defy that natural order. Amen. I said we rise above a natural order. It's unto him that can believe. I'll ask you again, what are you expecting? You know, you'll have faith for what you have the most evidence. You'll have small faith for something if you just don't spend much time thinking about it or speaking about it or researching. You'll have puny faith. That's not what we want. I want to just, in the next few minutes, just kind of paint a picture here. It's going to take me probably a series to talk about this, but you know, when the Holy Spirit brooded over the earth, over all matter, he was brooding. Remember what we talked about brooding, fluttering, like a bird does over an egg to send vibrations, frequencies to that egg to help it to hatch, to warm it, to give life to it. Well, when the Holy Spirit brooded over all creation, he was sending life into that. But now when God spoke, the light that he created was electromagnetic. It wasn't sun and moon. All that appeared again. That was already created, and it reappeared on the fourth day. But this day, God was speaking electromagnetic. In other words, it's electricity that we've harnessed to light up this room, to run the air conditioner, you know, combines, nuclear, all this stuff. Man has been given the wisdom and understanding how to harness this unseen light, this unseen power. It's everywhere. Everything is made up of it. That's what God spoke in the beginning. So that's why we can say he's already blessed us, because he put it here when he spoke. Nothing else he's got to do in the way of creating anything. It's already here. He said, light be. And see, light is not relative. Everything else is relative, but light. Light doesn't change. Anything that light touches, it shows it up. Amen. Darkness and light are not equal. Darkness cannot comprehend light. Turn light on, darkness flees. You don't turn darkness on, and light flees. No. Light is the one. Somebody say, light is the one. Darkness is up under our chairs right now. I see shadows. It's over in that closet there. It's behind this stuff. Darkness, because light came on. You gotta turn light off for darkness to appear. It cannot comprehend light. It cannot share the same space. So see, light is not relative. Everything else is relative. It's got its equal and opposite. Not light. Light is. And it's everywhere. And that's why we can say that we are already blessed. God spoke it into existence. Your blessing is in, you know, let me get back to the electromagnetic. When we talk about electrons, we're talking about atoms and quarks and superstrings. We're talking quantum. Electrons. Electrons, again, when scientists look at an atom under that powerful microscope, before they're looked at, you know, it's kind of like this. If a tree falls in the forest, even if ain't nobody there, the tree ain't falling up. It's going to fall down if nobody saw it. If nobody's observing these electrons, they're in a cloud form. They're there, but they're in a cloud form. They're everywhere, everything. But the moment someone looks, remember the Lord said, see Joshua. Jeremiah, what do you see? In other words, he had to look. See, once you look and see, how many know faith? We see with eyes of faith.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
At the cross I see the one who took the place of me. I step back and I bow my knee in the presence of royalty. And it's you, you took my place at the cross, at the cross.